want to thank you for the opportunity to be here and to share with you this morning. I want to thank the Pastor Search Team especially. I have enjoyed spending time with them and talking with them and learning things. Spent some time with the youth this morning, and I already have a personal note from them that they left up here for me, and I appreciate that. This sounds like a fun thing. Spent some good time with them this morning and enjoyed the time. Today we're going to be looking at Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. Today is the day of Pentecost in the Christian year, and as we celebrate the Christian year, this is the day that's the birthday of the church. The Holy Spirit descends upon this day, 50 days after Easter. It is actually also, it was first called the Feast of Weeks. And people celebrated it as one of the first harvest things. So as we read this scripture, we're going to see that many folks are coming in from many different countries around the whole Mediterranean area. And there is something that's going to happen in the midst of this. So let's look at this scripture together. It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter, with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." I want to give you an idea as I view Scripture and as I look at Scripture. Sometimes I think we see Scripture too flat on the page. We're used to looking at the words on the page. And to me, these stories are exciting and powerful. They are explosive and dynamic. And we need to step into the midst of the story. And sometimes I have told people that what we need to do is we need to have like one of those kids' pop-up books. You know what I'm talking about? You open it up and it pops up off the page. And as a kid, those lasted about 10 minutes for me. Because, you know, some of those things you do this to and some you pull on and you open them back and forth. And they were ripped within one day and didn't pop up the best in the world anymore. But I think we need to look at these stories this way, because these stories are incredible and dynamic. Something happened that was surprising that day. So the first thing I want you to see in the midst of this scripture, the very first thing that I think we need to see, is that God is about doing surprising and new things that draw people together. Because you see, what happened is all of this came down out of heaven, and as it came down, they knew it was going to happen. Jesus told them that. Stay here in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit descends upon you and gives you power and strength and energy. Now, they didn't know what it was going to look like that day. And what happened that day was not only sound that happened, there was a wind that was blowing and sound, and what looked like tongues of fire were descending upon them. And all of a sudden, they all started speaking in other languages that they did not know. Now, I want you to understand that many of these people were fishermen. They weren't learned folks. They weren't educated folks. And they're speaking in languages that they never learned. My understanding of the day of Pentecost is this is not speaking in tongues in the way that you hear some people talk about a heavenly language or the language of angels, because all of these Jews who were there that day said something amazing is happening, and we hear them in our own language. We hear them in our own language. God is about doing something new and surprising that draws people together. And you see, as that was happening that day, people were coming in. People were coming in to find out what is happening, what is going on. There's some kind of disturbance here. There's some kind of excitement here. What is this? I hope that you can see that happening. It wasn't a quiet meeting of a bunch of folks in an upper room somewhere. There was sound going on. There was something visual happening. And people were amazed at what was going on. People were amazed. So the second thing I want you to think about today, the second part that I see in the midst of this scripture, is that people seek to understand this work of God. And oftentimes they all have different answers. Have you ever noticed that when somebody, a group of people, watches something happen? Everybody's got a different story for what happened, right? Everybody's got a different understanding for what happened that day. Just let anybody stand out on the street corner and let an accident happen. Let John come along, and John's not going to be able to figure out exactly what did happen. Amen? Yeah. Because everybody saw something different, they think. Everybody saw it happen in a different way. Everybody's got a different explanation. So you see, this day of Pentecost, there was at least three different sets of people there that things were happening for, and they three different sets of people that had different answers about what's going on. Now, I don't know, if I was one of those fishermen, and all of a sudden I could speak in another language that I did not know, I would kind of be, what is happening? What is going on? They're thinking, and it says that some of the people were perplexed. Some of the people were amazed. And they're probably, to me, they're all standing off on the side, kind of stepping back from this thing that's happening. Because they don't really understand what's happening. They don't really understand what's going on. So they want to distance themselves from it a little bit. And then over on the other side somewhere, there's some folks that are going, oh, I know what this is. This is real simple to understand. These folks have been drinking all night. And they've stayed up all night, and now they can't even talk straight. Right? Because isn't that what some of them said? Oh, they just been in the wine too much all night last night. So there's different answers going on. There's different understandings. There's different reasons that people are giving for what's happening here. Well, thank God that Peter was listening. Thank God that Peter understood what was happening by the Holy Spirit, I believe. The Holy Spirit comes within him and he understands. And the third thing that I want you to realize from this scripture today is that oftentimes scripture provides an understanding of God's new and surprising work. We need to know the scriptures. We need to spend time in them. We need to spend time with them so that we can see as things happen around us what is going on, what is happening, what people are experiencing. And Peter steps up and he uses the words from the book of Joel. Joel is a wonderful prophet and he speaks some powerful words. And Peter says, you know what? You folks over here that think that these guys are nothing but drunk, I want you to understand they're not. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Who's drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning? Peter basically says. That doesn't happen. He says, I know exactly what's going on because it was talked about in the word of Joel. In those last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The sons and the daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they will prophesy. Peter says, I understand. I understand, I believe the Holy Spirit quickened his heart in a way that he came to understand that this was the scripture and that this was the time that this would happen. That the Holy Spirit would descend upon all. And I want you to understand, before this day, in the history of the community of the people of faith, something like this had never happened before. As you read through the Old Testament and you look at some of those passages, it talks about the Spirit of God coming down and descending upon one person. Sometimes it talks about Moses having the Spirit of God and understanding. Sometimes there are other prophets. It always fails me. I cannot remember the name of the guy who was the artist that was to build all the works of the tabernacle. The Ark of the Covenant and the altar of incense and the show table and the altar and all of those things, it speaks very specifically that God's Holy Spirit descended upon him to give him the wisdom and the insight and the understanding. But it doesn't talk about that happening for the whole community. It does not at all. This is the first time that happens. That God descends upon by the Holy Spirit these folks in this strange and weird thing, this new and surprising thing that they're just not so sure about. But Peter says, I know what it is. Here's what I want to share with you today by using this scripture and looking through this scripture. I know from what I have done over the past couple of months in researching and looking at things and trying to understand who you are as a people. I've been reading newsletters. I've been trying to find out what kind of things do you do here. I've been looking into those things and I've been talking to the search team and gathering some of that information in the times that I've spent with them. And I can tell you this, they listen very well. They listen very well. Kathy, thank you. The song that we sang this morning is my favorite hymn. All Creatures of Our God and King. Written hundreds of years ago by St. Francis of Assisi. A man who left everything he had. His father was a very rich merchant. And if you read stories about St. Francis, he preached to the animals. Thank you. My all-time favorite hymn. It was great to see that this morning and great to sing that. Even though it's centuries old, Folks, I know this, and I can say this with confidence. There is something new and surprising happening in the midst of Withville Baptist Church. Amen? There is something new and surprising that's happening that God is doing in a powerful and a tremendous way. And that God is drawing people together. And that people are excited to find out what is going on. Through my time yesterday, Deanna and I spoke about it last night as we went to dinner and went back to the hotel. Wow. It is incredible to me the excitement that is here. It is incredible to me to hear you guys talk about that, about how excited you are about the future of this church. God is about doing something new and surprising in Withville Baptist Church. I know that. God has done new and surprising things in Deanna and my heart. Powerful and wonderful ways we've learned more about what God is calling us to do and what God is asking us to do. Now, I do want to let you know some things, though. There's going to be some people off in different directions that are going to have different answers for what's going on here. Some of them are going to be stepping off to the side going, I don't know about them folks. There's something exciting going on there, but at least for the moment, I'm going to step back and find out what that excitement is first and see how it pans out. And there's some folks that are going to say, you know what? I'm amazed and I'm perplexed. And I really don't know. But there are some that are going to say, you know, as I've spent time in prayer, and as I've spent time in the Scriptures, I see what God is doing. I see how God is building things together. One of the other verses that I always couple along with this Holy Spirit idea and this Holy Spirit coming upon the church is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I don't know whether you realize this or not, but English is a little defective. Okay? I don't know. Do I have some English teachers in here? I know I got a lot of teachers. English is a little bit defective. Because in Greek and in Hebrew, you have a singular you and you have a plural you. And in English, we make it all one word except for people from the South. Amen? All right, and I haven't spent enough time with y'all to find out exactly how to say it here. Okay? Here's the way I know how to say it and the way I grew up as a Virginia boy. Okay? This scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, is better translated this way because this is what it says in the Greek. Do y'all not know that y'all are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwells in y'all? I'm serious. That's what it says in the Greek. I don't know why they don't translate it that way. But that's what it says. It's about y'all. It's about you together. It's not about you singular. It's about as we come together as a church. As we come together of a community of believers. As we come together as a number of folks. God working through us all. Now, for a number of years, I've had a discussion with a lady at the church that I serve now that recently passed away that was a very good friend of mine. She told me that the way I should translate it is all y'all. Is that right here? Is it right here to say all y'all? Okay. I've had a discussion with her for a number of years because I told her, I said, that's kind of like a double negative, isn't it? The two alls cancel each other out and you only got you, one person left. Okay? So whether you interpret it as y'all or all y'all, it's about the whole community coming together. God is about doing something new and surprising here. There are people that are trying to understand that and figure that out. There are people that are looking and trying to say, how does this all fit together? Some of them have different answers, but people are starting to look and starting to wonder. And I'm thankful for that. As we look into Scripture, we can see and we can understand what God is doing, can't we? Those Scriptures bring us some reassurances and bring us some hope and some understanding for what God is doing. Now, here's something that I think is crucial. When you look at the prophecy in Joel, and as Peter uses it to say, this is the situation that's happening here, there is not an age group that's left out. Listen again as I read the beginning part of this. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women. There is a part and a place for every person within this new and surprising work that God is doing. It does not matter whether you want to say that you are well experienced with many years or otherwise old. It doesn't matter whether you want to say you're young and you don't have that much experience yet. It doesn't matter whether you say that you're a woman or a man. God says, I will pour my spirit out on all people. And all people will have a dynamic role and a dynamic place. All people. All people. Folks, I don't have all the answers. God doesn't call me every morning on my cell phone to let me know what's going on in the midst of any one community. Sometimes I wish God did. That would be so much easier, wouldn't it? Sometimes God supplies the answer for what's happening and what's going on to somebody else besides the pastor. And they need to speak up. And they need to share. So we can find out what this new and surprising work is, and so we can do it together. So as I finish this, here's what I want to ask you to think about. I started this out by telling you, I think these stories pop up to me. They're amazing and they're fantastic. My wife will tell you, my mother will tell you, and if my grandmothers were still alive, they'd be glad to tell you that I have a very vivid and active imagination that got me in trouble a lot of times. But when I look into these stories, the very key thing that I want to do is find out, where can I stand in this story? How does this story affect my life? How does this story make my life as a Christian any different? So I ask you today, where do you stand in this story? As the Holy Spirit comes and descends upon us and works in our hearts and guides and lead us, where do you stand? Are you one of the ones that wants to stand off to the side and say, I don't know about what's happening here? Are you one of the ones that says, you know, there is something interesting and surprising happening, and I want to find out some more about it? Or are you ready to jump in with both feet and say, let's go for a ride? The message that the youth left for me this morning, thank y'all. They said I had some opportunity to talk with them, and I told them. I love to tease. And I would love to spend some time with them and get to know them more, and so that they can find out I'm not just a guy that talks on Sunday and they got to wait for me to finish so they can go home. I said, I want to play pranks, I want to talk about things, I want to joke with you, I want to learn your life, what's important to you. So they left me this nice little message that said, let the games begin. and they gave me that hint that something like that was going to come from them, and they were going to tell me that. And I told them this morning, I said, oh yeah, let the games be. Let it come. Let it come. My boys have already talked to me. Dad, I know what trick you're pulling first. So if you want my boys' phone number, so you can call them and find out what's going to happen first and you can be prepared, let me know. Okay? But folks, I do ask you, where are you going to stand in this story? Exactly where are you going to stand? Let's pray. Almighty and gracious Father, what a blessing it is to see your words and to see how your Holy Spirit has moved and guided and directed folks. Lord, we need to be in touch with that Holy Spirit, because as we see in this story, it empowered them to be able to share the very story of Jesus Christ, that people could hear in the way that was most comfortable for them. And Lord, you're empowering us to do that in the midst of this new and surprising work that you're doing amongst this church. And I pray that that work would continue and would grow, that many in this community would come to find out about the surprising thing that's happening here at Withfield Baptist Church. Lord, help us to stand very close to you, to step into the midst of this story and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us. Please, may we know your word, your voice, and your leading as we move ahead. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.